The Big Wild, America's premier outdoor radio show, is heard by thousands of folks who like to hunt, fish, camp, and eat. The Big Wild is broadcast across the Midwest, and the median income for our listeners is $75,000. So if you have a product to sell or a message to deliver, and you want to reach folks with the means that want your product, advertise on The Big Wild. Call 952-412-8638. That's 952-412-8638 to find out about our rates and advertising plans.
State of the Outdoors.
Well, we're going to be talking about fungi, but I'm pretty sure he's a fun guy. Britt Bunyard, PhD in mycology. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How's it going?
Great. You got a PhD in mycology and the study of plant pathology and the like, and we're heading into this wonderful morel season. Tell us a little bit about what you do, and then go into the morels and what they're all about.
Okay, yeah. So I'm the editor of Fungi Magazine, which has been in print now. This is our ninth year, and we cover all sorts of topics having to do with mushrooms and wild mushrooms and cooking, photography. I mean, basically anything that has to do with mycology, which is the study of fungi. But it's mostly for general audiences, and that's pretty much what I do throughout the year, either doing the magazine or giving lectures on wild mushrooms or meeting with different mycological societies and mushroom clubs and looking for mushrooms.
It's a wonderful, wonderful website, FUNGIMAG, fungimag.com. You'll figure it out, folks. But really, I've been going through it, and it's got some wonderful stuff in there. What drew you to this field of study?
Well, it was pretty much all started in Ohio, where I grew up. About this time of the year, my family was always really into looking for morels, or mushrooms, as they called them. And so we would go out looking for mushrooms and come home and eat them. And we were crazy about them, like pretty much everybody in the Midwest is. And as I got a little older and got into high school and, you know, living on a farm, I'd see other mushrooms around. And when I would ask my parents or other people about them, they would actually have no idea what I was talking about. They had seen these things, but they really only associated the word mushrooms with edible mushrooms, and in particular morels, and they were sort of fearful, like a lot of Americans, of other wild mushrooms. And so I was interested in the plants and birds and other things too, so I started getting some mushroom guidebooks, and there was just all this neat stuff out there. And I happened to go to college at Kent State University as an undergrad, and, you know, interested in all things biological, studying biology. But we had a really wonderful and famous mycologist there named Sam Mazur, and he knew everything about mushrooms, and I just was drawn to it, and I just thought the whole world opened up. There was just so many different things about them versus all the other living things, and that's how I got started.
The morel is one of the finest treats you can find, and you have to find them. What would you tell the beginning mushroom hunter? What would you about looking for morels?
So, like all mushrooms, you know, they have very specific habitat where they grow. But when it's a good season, and depending on where the listener is in the Midwest, if it's a really terrific season, you can almost find them anywhere, sometimes on lawns. But in an average year or less than average year, you have to look really hard and have a keen eye and really know the proper habitat. And so, and the other thing about morels is because they are so coveted and sought after, as you mentioned, people that know the places where they come up year after year usually keep their spots really secret. So you pretty much have to be finding your new spots all the time, because maybe from development or farming or something, sometimes the habitat goes away. But in any case, in the Midwest, you know, you can find morels all over North America, and in fact, all over the world, but there's all different kinds. So in the Midwest, they have a fairly particular habitat, and the most highly prized of all the morels is this big yellow one, and it occurs with elm trees. And we in the East and in the Midwest in particular, can find morels really super easy. And I know your listeners right now are shaking their heads saying, oh no, I've been looking forever and I hardly ever find them. But it really is actually easy to find them in the Midwest. You can be driving down the road and spot a patch of them on the highway, believe it or not. And that's because the ones that occur with the elm trees grow as a partner on their roots for the whole lifespan of the tree and for some reason never make mushrooms. When the tree dies, the fungus on the roots then goes into sexual reproduction mode and starts making mushrooms, and that's the whole point of mushrooms is for sexual reproduction. It's sort of like flowers on flowering plants. Those are the sexual reproductive part of the plant. They go into this reproductive mode and make morels in the springtime that come up around the tree and blast spores into the air, and then they start the whole thing all over again. And when you're looking for these elm trees, the listeners that are familiar with elm trees know they have kind of a vase shape. They're a very showy tree out in farm country or along fences or in kind of wet areas in young parts of forest. So when you see that kind of vase shape but no leaves on it and all the other trees are leafing out, you know that's a tree worth checking. If the bark has already fallen off the tree and it looks kind of shiny silver color because the bark's gone, It might be too late, but it's worth checking anyway. But if you get the tree the very first year after it dies, it's almost guaranteed you will find yellow morels around that tree. Some other habitat to look for other types of morels in the east include kind of floodplain areas where you might find white and green ash trees growing, if the listeners can find them, but also some kind of waste areas that get wet but drain. So other trees to look for will be wild cherry or even sycamore sometimes, and even linden trees sometimes.
We're almost out of time, Britt. We got about 30 seconds. Yep. How do we find the magazine?
Oh, just go to fungimag.com and you're right there.
All right. Hey, thanks for being with us. You are a fun guy.
Sure thing.
Britt Bunyard. Fungi Magazine, FUNGIMAG.com. Check it out. There's a lot of great stuff there. You're listening to The Big Wild. Stay with us. Waterfowlers, are you ready to take the ultimate Waterfowlers Challenge? Go to waterfowlerschallenge.com and sign up today. We track your journey as you harvest the 41 different species of waterfowl in North America. Register 15 different birds and receive a certified master waterfowl hunter plaque. Register 30 species and receive a master elite waterfowl hunter plaque with your favorite photo and species list. Register all 41 species and become a certified master waterfowl hunter, receiving a rare, beautiful King Eider decoy trophy. Waterfowlerschallenge.com. That's waterfowlerschallenge.com.